The first three sentences of Adon Olam refer to Hashem as a Melech, the first in past tense, the second in present tense, and the third in future tense. We first say Adon Olam Hashem Melech, B'terem Kol Yitzinivra, that God ruled, was a Melech, before anything was created. And it first explains that we can think of Hashem as a king even without the existence of the world. He doesn't gain anything through the world, only we do. The second verse states that Leis Nasa Bechefzo Kol, that when his desires, as it were, were fulfilled, Azai Melech Shemonikra, then he is called Melech by mankind. He is called king after creation. The third sentence says, V'achari Kichlos HaKol, after everything comes to an end, Livado Yimloch Noah, he's still going to be ruling. He's still there. God could destroy the world at any moment without any loss to his own being. That's how Rav Hirsch explains this line. That being said, the simple reading of this third sentence seems to indicate that at some point the world will come to an end, and that seems to contradict certain promises of the Nevi'im and Chazal that the world, this world will exist, and the righteous people at the end of days will exist forever, that the whole world is not going to be destroyed anymore. Therefore, Rav Kook actually reads this word of kichlos as akin to an intense longing of Hashem, like we find in Tehillim, Perek Ayin Gimel, Pasuk Chavav, Kala Sheiri Ulevavi, that my body and my heart long for Hashem. And really, this third sentence, according to Rav Kook, is similar to the pasuk of V'nisgav Hashem Levado B'yom Ahu, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that God alone will be exalted in that day. Not the end of all, not that Hashem will be the ruler when everything else is destroyed, but that history will come full circle, and that everyone, everything, Acharei Kichlos HaKol, that the whole world, everyone, and everything, will recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu as the king, and that's what we look forward to Hashem. He was a Melech before he created the world. He's a Melech now during creation. In the future, he will be supreme Melech when the whole world will recognize that he is the king. And the whole world will long for him. V'acharei kichlos hakol.